My name's Grant Leboff from the Intelligent Sales Club. Today, we're going to talk about getting customers to come to you. The internet has empowered customers, providing them access to information they never had previously. It has made globalization a reality, with people being able to source products and services throughout the world. Now, this technology has also changed the way we work. Britain is a knowledge economy, whereby companies are selling the intellectual capital of their employees. In a world where we can enter into business with just a laptop computer and a mobile phone, many people have decided to go into business for themselves. Now, in Britain, we have seen an explosion of new small businesses in the last 15 years. Of the 4.7 million businesses in the UK, 73% of them have no employees. There are now more companies marketing themselves than ever before. And this means it becomes increasingly difficult for any company to cut through that noise. Companies have to invest more time and money into marketing. Consequently, the cost of acquiring a new customer is growing all the time. Now, this new environment requires a change in the way companies sell to their customers. The traditional sales model has always been a transactional one. At the heart of the sales process sat the transaction, and everything a salesperson did was built around doing the deal. Consequently, mis-selling and overselling often took place as overzealous salespeople ensured they hit company targets. However, we now operate in a world where the dissemination of information is so easy via text messaging, blogging, social networks, etc. Customers today really are in control with the plethora of choice available. In this new environment, the most important asset a company has is its reputation. Companies are operating in a world where they must look at lifetime value of customers in order to justify acquisition costs. They have to ensure their sales and marketing doesn't damage their reputation, despite the commercial pressures of also needing to hit targets. Companies can no longer afford to sell at their potential customers. In a digital age, it is the customer who decides whether they take notice of marketing messages or simply ignore them. Therefore, to be effective, companies have to provide value to a potential client from the outset and encourage them to participate in a journey which, over time, will lead to transactions and a new customer. By investing in this journey, a customer is more likely to come to you when they are ready to buy. Now, customer journey may start long before a transaction takes place. For example, a particular offer may encourage a potential customer to sign up to a newsletter. This in turn may lead them to engage in a webinar. The webinar may lead to a face-to-face meeting, and this may in turn result in an initial transaction taking place. All this may happen over a significant amount of time. Plotting and understanding the client journey is vital to having an effective sales and marketing process. However, so many of the old tired sales and marketing cliches do not work in this new environment. For example, thinking in terms of the benefits you offer will not engage a customer because benefits do not address buyer motivation. Let's think of an exclusive restaurant in terms of benefits. They might have great food, meaning the meal is exemplary. A good atmosphere, meaning a good time is guaranteed, and easy parking, meaning the evening is hassle-free. However, these things will only matter when you've already decided to go out to eat. They will not help engage a potential customer early on in the buying cycle. In order to do this, you have to think not in terms of benefits, but in terms of problems that you solve. Therefore, the exclusive restaurant's messages become, how do you show a loved one they are special? Or, where do you take an important client to make a good impression? These are perennial issues for many people and tap into true buyer motivation. It is these messages, therefore, that will initially gain a potential client's attention. The start of the customer journey, therefore, becomes apparent. If your messaging is about showing a loved one they're special, you might decide to produce a local fact sheet, 10 things to do with a loved one to show you care. You could optimize these on the web locally. As people look around Valentine's Day and birthdays, what they're going to do to show their loved one that they're special, they'll see your fact sheet and download it. By downloading it, they give you their email address. Thus, a customer engagement begins way before they may be thinking of coming to your restaurant. Now, this is just one example of the paradigm shift that has taken place. Companies have to use a new sales and marketing model where the transaction no longer sits at the heart of the process. Instead, this must be replaced by customer engagement. Of course, this engagement will result in transactions and recommendations. However, it requires companies to have a completely different approach to their sales and marketing activities. The most successful companies will be the ones who can do this most effectively. Ultimately, it's about giving value so customers want to come to you. You've been listening to Grant Leboff from the Intelligent Sales Club. If you're interested in this podcast, please visit www.intelligentsalesclub.com for more information. Thank you.